117. Living at the edge of the desert. You don't need a humanistic education in order to become a herdsman. Tending camels is a humble occupation, not at all well suited to hypersensitive individuals, such as myself. Camels are quite arrogant beasts, only too ready to try and humiliate those who care for them, for example, by spitting at them. As a herdsman, there is no need to hypothesize on the meaning of life. What you do need, though, is a well-balanced nature, plus a fair amount of humility. Living at the edge of the desert presents a great many hurdles to economic survival. Clearly, herding camels must be one of the most difficult forms of animal husbandry. Still, camels are well adapted to life around the desert. They drink lots of water when they find it and store it in their humps, for when conditions are more precarious. Likewise, they do not have much of a problem with the sandstorms that rage like hurricanes in springtime, hurling clouds of dust and clods of earth over long distances, hustling anyone in their path to look for shelter. The howling of the wind alone is enough to hypnotize humans and animals alike. New breeds of hybrid grains have been developed that thrive under conditions that are less than humid. These grains are easy to husk, while the husks themselves can be used as fodder for the camels. That leaves the problem of personal hygiene. How do you keep yourself clean and healthy in conditions of such severe shortage of humidity, let alone in the middle of a dust storm? Living at the edge of the desert is tough, to say the least. My hypothesis is that I would not last longer than a week under such conditions of hardship.